Bhakti Devi Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Stanley Vishnu Devata Swami to Nama. Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Tama Sri Guru Vaishnava Sri Rupam Sakutakam Sakana Ravanatam Sakutakam 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 Sakutakam. September 28, 2009. This is our last day here.
Сегодня 28 сентября 2009 года, и сегодня у нас последний
At our festival by the sea.
На нашем фестивале у Азовского моря.
So we can do either Kaliya or
сегодня рассказать либо историю про
Or the black magic demon.
Либо про магию черную магию демона.
Pundraka, Kashiraj, and Sudakshina. So we can do Kaliya, or we can do Pundraka, Kashiraj, and Sudakshina. Okay, who wants Pundraka, Kashiraj, and Sudakshina, and black magic? And who wants Kaliya? This is a big problem. I can't do it shorter. I like both. Okay. We'll start. We'll try to do the Dwarka Leela short. And then we'll do Kali. We'll try. Because Kali is a long story. So you all know that Balaram went to visit Vrindavan. After Krishna and Balaram left for Mathura and Dwarka, one time Balaram went to Vrindavan for a few months. And then Pundraka, who was the king of Kurusha, thought Krishna will be easy to defeat without Balaram there.
И Пундрака подумал, он был царем, и он подумал, что поскольку Баларама без Кришны, его очень легко будет победить.
So Pundraka had many friends who told him, actually, you're God.
У Пундраки было очень много друзей, которые все говорили наперебой ему, что он Бог.
And he started to believe it.
И в конце концов он начал это верить.
We should be very careful of people who flatter us.
Мы должны быть очень внимательны и очень осторожны с людьми, которые льстят нам.
Generally, we like it when people say nice things about us. But Bhaktisiddhanta said that such people can be as enemies. Because then we start thinking, yes, I am very good. So he was just like a little child. Just like at my son's house. So they have 7 children. The oldest is 12 and the youngest is about 8 months. So sometimes they play that one of the children is the king. And the king is always the 2-year-old boy. I talked about him before. Remember? So his name is Devesha. They say, Devesha, you are the king. He's 2 years old. So he sits in a big chair. And he'll sit there for 2 hours, 3 hours.
He's
And his 4-year-old sister brings him toys. And the 7-year-old sister is fanning him. And he thinks, yes, I am the king. So we all become like that in this world, right? That's one of the reasons we get married. So the husband will say, oh, you are so beautiful. I love you. And so the woman will say, oh, you're so clever. You take such good care of me. And then we think, yes, I have become God. So Pondraka was thinking like this. But he took it a little further than most people. He worshipped Lord Shiva. And he got a benediction. That he would be able to look just like Krishna. This is according to Jiva Goswami. Who's quoting the Padma Purana. So just like sometimes in a drama we put blue paint on somebody. So he dressed up like that. He even put on 2 fake arms. So he sent a message to Krishna in Dwarka. And Sukadeva was astonished at how foolish this king is. So 2 times he said, he sent a messenger. So Krishna is there with his royal assembly. And the messenger asked for 3 things. He said, you are a false Vasudev. My master is the real Vasudev. You please give up your name. You imagine if somebody came to your house and told you to give up your name? Then he said, and you give all your weapons. And you take shelter of my master. So everybody was laughing and laughing. And Krishna very much enjoyed the devotees laughing. Then Krishna says, I'm not going to give you my name. I will give you my weapon. Cut off your head with it. And you will not be a shelter for me. Your dead body will be the shelter for dogs. So Krishna can also be a little fighting spirit. Krishna can be very soft and gentle. And he can also say, your body will be the shelter for dogs. Then the messenger goes back to Pondraka. And he listens. Okay, then I will fight. So he was staying with his friend in the city of Kasi. So Krishna gets on his chariot, takes his army, and goes around the whole city. Then Pondraka comes out with 2 divisions of the army. And the king of Kasi comes out with 3 more. So now the Bhagavatam says that Krishna saw Pondraka for the first time. How is this possible? God is seeing everyone.
Господь может видеть всех.
For all of eternity.
Всех и всегда.
How can we say he is seeing somebody for the first time?
Как это может произойти, что Господь видит кого-то в первый раз?
But this is his play.
Но это его игра.
And he sees that this Pondraka is carrying a conch shell, a disc, a sword, a club.
И он видит, что у Пондраки и раковина, и диск, и булава.
And a copy of Krishna's Sharingabho.
И также копия Кришны, лупа Кришны.
The special name, Sharinga. Sharinga is the name of his bow. And he has this Srivast mark. And he has a false Kastuba jewel. On the Kastuba jewel is a little engraving of a calf.
And
in that jewel are all living entities.
И в этом камне у Кришны у него заключены все живые существа.
That means all of us.
То есть это значит, что все мы.
But he just had some ordinary rock.
А у него какой-то, ну, фальшивый камень.
And he had a very long garland of beautiful fragrant flowers.
И у него на нем надета огромная гирлянда длинная из красивых цветов.
He was wearing yellow silk clothes.
На нем были желтые шелковые одежды.
Garuda was on his flag.
Garuda был на его флаге.
A very fancy crown.
Очень изысканная корона.
But it was just imitation.
Но это была имитация.
Like sometimes you see these costumes from India.
Иногда мы видим некоторые костюмы из Индии.
They look good from very far away.
Если на них издалека смотреть, они выглядят великолепно.
And you go close.
А когда мы подходим поближе.
Just aluminum.
Мы смотрим, что это просто алюминий, фольга.
And what kind of earrings did Pondraka have?
А какие серьги были на Пондраке?
Not shark exactly. Makara.
Makara.
What does a makara look like?
А как выглядит макара? Resembling different animals. Resembling different animals.
Yes. Like elephant, crocodile, dolphin.
Makara выглядит как немножко как слон, немножко как крокодил, немножко как дельфин, немножко как акула.
So what do you think Krishna did when he saw this Pondraka?
Как вы думаете, что Кришна сделал, когда он увидел Пондраку?
Посмеялся. Yes, he's laughing and laughing.
Laughing.
And then the enemies of Krishna.
А враги Кришны
attacked him.
Атаковали его.
Sometimes we think that we can make a life with no enemies.
Иногда мы можем подумать, что мы можем прожить жизнь и не нажить себе врагов.
We think everybody should like me.
И мы думаем, что ну, все, я всем должен нравиться.
I'm such a nice person.
Я такой хороший человек.
Why do some people not like me?
Почему, с какой стати кому-то не любить меня?
But even some people don't like Krishna.
Но некоторые люди даже Кришну не любят.
They're trying to kill him.
Они пытались его убить.
So please don't be surprised.
Пожалуйста, не удивляйтесь.
If some people don't like you.
Если кому-то вы не понравитесь.
And if they try to hurt you in some way.
И если они пытаются навредить вам каким-то образом.
Just remember, even people are trying to kill Krishna.
Вы вспомните, что даже Кришну люди пытались убить.
Now I'm going to ask you, what is this list?
И я сейчас спрошу. Задам вам вопрос.
They were attacking Krishna with tridents.
Они атаковали Кришну трезубцами.
Clubs.
Пальцами.
Bludgeons. Like a big stick.
Это нет, не копия, не булава. Булава уже только что была. Какие-то палки, которые... Огромные палки.
Pikes.
Копьями.
A sword called a wristy sword.
И мечами, которые называются... What was it called?
Wristy sword.
What is wristy?
I don't know. That's the name. No translation.
Это название такое. Меч, который называется листи.
And a dart with a barb on it.
И дротиками с какими-то шарами на них.
Like you've seen a fish hook? A hook for catching fish?
Вы видели крючок, рыболовный крючок?
It has hook this way.
У него есть крючок вот таким образом.
Another hook this way.
И другой крючок в эту сторону.
When my oldest son was a little boy, he saw one cat at the temple, a stray cat. And she had a fish hook in her mouth. She must have eaten a fish that had a fish hook in it. She was crying. So he got the fish hook out of the cat's mouth. But the cat was moving. So then he got it in his own finger. And we had to go to the hospital to get it out. Because it has a barb going the other way. So they were attacking Krishna with barbed darts. With arrows. With axes. Okay, so what were they attacking? What were the weapons?
Long sticks.
So usually even our enemies do not attack us with so many weapons. So then Krishna became like the fire at the end of the universe. When the sun gets 1,000 times as hot. And they were all finished. Then the battlefield became like a playground. Like you have so many playgrounds here. But it was a very special playground. Whose playground was it? Close. Lord Shiva. It was like Lord Shiva's playground. Broken chariots, pieces of bodies. So that is also in Krishna. Just like people go to these movies where they see somebody cut up bodies. Everything is in Krishna. Krishna is death also. Everything. He's complete. So even that excitement of fighting. I keep saying, Krishna is not boring. Everything perfect. So now the army is finished. And Pandraka comes to Krishna. Krishna says, okay, now I will give you my weapons. But you should give up your false name. And if you defeat me, then I will take shelter of you. With his arrows, he destroys the chariot. And with the Sudarshan disc, he cuts off his head. Then he also cut off the head of the king of Kasi. Now, in this world, many people cause us trouble. But usually they do not plan to cause us trouble. Usually they are just thinking about themselves. And they cause trouble for us just incidentally. Usually people do not wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to cause trouble for you.
Обычно люди не встают утром с мыслью о том, как они нам будут причинять вред сегодня.
But this king of Kasi actually did this.
Но царь Каши поступал именно таким образом.
He had many, many queens.
У него было очень много царей.
And when he woke up in the morning,
и когда он проснулся утром,
he told all of his queens,
он сказал всем своим царицам,
I'm going to kill Krishna today.
Сегодня я расправлюсь с Кришной.
I will cut off his head.
Я отрублю ему голову.
Can you cut off the head of God?
Можете отрубить голову Богу?
Is that possible?
Это возможно?
He said, I will cut off Krishna's head.
Он сказал, я отрежу Кришне голову.
And I will bring it into the city.
И я внесу ее в город.
This story is about that whatever you do to others will come back to you.
Эта история представляет то, что что бы мы ни делали по отношению к другим, это вернется нам назад.
What that means, my dear friends,
что означает это, мои дорогие друзья,
is that whatever we are getting,
это означает, что все, что приходит к нам,
we have put it out.
Мы продуцировали, мы испустили из себя.
So Kasi wanted to cut off Krishna's head.
Krishna
cut off his head. And Krishna threw his head over the wall of the city. So of course the head was all bloody and dirty. And so when people saw this, they didn't know what it was. They thought maybe it's some weapon.
Они подумали, может, оружие какое-то.
They're looking. Then they see the earrings.
И потом они увидели сережки.
Oh, it's a head.
О, это голова.
Oh, must be Krishna's head.
Это, наверное, голова Кришны.
Then they're looking.
Потом они выгляделись.
It's Kasi's head.
Это же голова Каши.
Now, Kasi had a son, Sudakshina.
У Каши был сын, которого звали Судакшина.
He had many good qualities.
У него было очень много хороших качеств.
He was very charitable.
И он был очень, очень щедрый.
But when he saw his father's head,
но когда он увидел отрубленную голову с головы своего отца,
I vow that I will take revenge.
Он сказал, я даю обет, что я обязательно отомщу.
This is a very important lesson.
И это очень важный урок.
When people hurt us,
когда люди причиняют нам боль,
we often want them to suffer.
Мы очень часто хотим, чтобы они также страдали.
I was talking about this with the story of Shalva.
Я говорила об этом в истории о Шалве.
Why do we want the people who hurt us to suffer?
Почему мы хотим, чтобы люди, которые нас обижают, страдали?
We were talking about it.
Мы говорили уже об этом. Because we want to feel safe.
Yes, we want to feel safe.
Да, мы хотим чувствовать себя в безопасности.
We think if my enemy suffers, then they won't hurt me again.
Мы думаем, что если мой враг будет страдать, он больше не причинит мне вреда.
They'll be afraid.
Он будет бояться.
But remember, whatever we are getting back, we are putting out.
Но запомните, что все, что приходит к нам, это значит, что мы породили это.
When I want my enemy to suffer, it is for my sake, not for their sake.
И когда я хочу, чтобы мой враг страдал, это значит, что я желаю этого себе, а не ему.
But when we do that, we become bound to our enemy.
И когда мы таким образом думаем, и когда у нас возникают такие желания, мы связываемся со своим врагом.
We become bound to them in hatred.
Мы привязываемся к этому врагу с помощью ненависти.
And fear.
И страха.
And we may even have to take birth again with them.
И даже придется иногда, может быть, родиться вместе с этим врагом.
They hurt us, we hurt them.
Они причиняют боль нам, мы причиняем боль им.
Then again we get hurt.
Потом опять нам.
There is another way.
Но есть другой способ.
Just like we want our enemy to learn his lesson.
Мы хотим, чтобы наш враг получил урок.
But think, how do we want to learn our lessons?
Но подумайте, как мы свой урок провели?
How many of you have learned a lesson through suffering?
Сколько из вас извлекло урок из страданий?
Did you like that?
Вам это нравилось?
How many of you have learned a lesson through joy?
А сколько из вас получали урок из радости?
So what would you prefer? Would you like to learn your lessons through suffering or through joy?
И что вы предпочитаете? Вы предпочитаете получать уроки через страдания или через радость?
So you give what you want to get.
То есть вы давайте то, что вы хотите сами получить.
Dhruva Maharaj's mother said to her son, if you desire pain for others, you will suffer that pain. Forgiveness does not mean the other person did nothing wrong.
Прощение не означает, что ваш оппонент ничего плохого не сделал.
We understand the person did something wrong.
Мы понимаем, что человек что-то сделал не так.
We want them to learn.
Но мы хотим, чтобы они научились.
But not for our sake.
Но не для нас.
Krishna's keeping me safe.
Кришна защищает меня.
And if Krishna wants me to be hurt, nobody can protect me.
Если Кришна хочет причинить мне какую-то боль, никто не сможет защитить меня.
If Krishna wants me to be safe, nobody can hurt me.
Но если Кришна хочет защитить меня, никто не сможет мне причинить боль.
So my safety is in Krishna's hands.
Поэтому моя безопасность в руках Кришны.
My safety does not come from punishing my enemy.
Моя безопасность приходит не от того, что я накажу своих врагов.
But I feel compassion for my enemy.
Но я чувствую сострадание к своим врагам.
Because he is hurting me, he will also be hurt.
Потому что если он причиняет мне боль, то он также будет испытывать такую же боль.
I am thinking, I want this person to learn their lesson.
И я думаю, я хочу, чтобы этот человек выучил свой урок.
Through joy.
Но через радость.
If you desire that everyone who hurts you learns through joy.
Если вы будете желать, чтобы каждый, кто обижает вас, получал свои уроки через радость.
Then that is what you will get.
То это то, что вы сами будете получать.
If you desire that others learn through suffering,
если вы хотите, чтобы люди получали свои уроки через страдания,
that is what you will get.
То именно это вы и будете получать.
We are getting back what we are giving.
Мы получаем то, что мы отдаем.
So this foolish Sudakshina,
и вот этот глупец Sudakshina,
he did not understand this.
Он не понимал этого.
He thinks, I am going to kill Krishna. So he worships Lord Shiva. He says, I want to create a demon that can kill someone. So Lord Shiva says, if you do this ritual, it will create a demon.
И Господь Шива сказал, если ты проведешь такой-то и такой-то ритуал, то демон появится.
But this demon will not kill a brahmana.
Но этот демон никогда не убьет брахмана.
And it will not kill anyone who respects a brahmana.
И он не убьет никогда того, кто уважает брахмана.
So Sudakshina thought, oh, then there's no problem.
Sudakshina сказал, ну ладно, нет проблем.
Krishna doesn't respect the brahmanas.
Кришна не уважает брахмана.
Because the brahmanas are coming every day to worship him.
Потому что брахманы приходят поклоняться ему.
And he's a kshatriya.
А он кшатрия.
Kshatriya should be worshipping the brahmanas.
Kshatriya должен поклоняться брахманам.
But he is accepting worship from
them. А он принимает поклонение от брахманов.
So he does not respect the brahmanas.
Поэтому он не уважает брахманов.
He could not understand Krishna is not some ordinary prince of the world.
Он не понимал, что Кришна не какой-то обычный принц материального мира.
He's God.
Он Бог.
So of course all the saintly persons are worshipping him.
Конечно же, все святые личности поклоняются ему.
So the Sudakshina engaged many priests.
И Sudakshina собрал огромное количество жрецов,
who were using black magic.
Которые использовали черную магию.
And they're offering mantras into the fire with grains.
И они предлагали мантры огню вместе с зерном.
And the fire takes the form of a demon.
И этот огонь принял форму демона.
Named Dakshinagni.
И его имя было Дакшинагни.
Who has seen coconut trees?
Кто видел кокосовые пальмы?
His legs were as tall as coconut trees.
Его ноги были такие же высокие, как кокосовые пальмы.
His whole body was black.
И его тело было совершенно черное.
With orange hair.
С рыжими волосами.
His body was made of fire.
Его тело состояло из огня.
And pieces of fire were coming out of his eyes.
И языки пламени вырывались из его глаз.
and starting fires everywhere. Wherever he would step would become fire. He had fangs and a trident that was burning with fire. He was shaking the ground, and the whole world was burning. Behind him were Prometheus. Prometa, they were called. They could change their shape. And this Dakshinagni entered into Dwarka. Again, if we are Krishna's devotees, there will be adventures. Krishna is there in Dwarka. All the devotees are there. And this fireman and these ghosts are entering into
Dwarka.
The residents felt like they were animals in a forest fire. Krishna was playing a game. And some of the leaders and the soldiers of the city ran into the room. Save us, save us!
Спаси нас, спаси нас.
Krishna laughed.
А Кришна смеялся.
He says, you're my own people.
Вы же мои люди.
Why are you afraid?
Почему вы боитесь?
I'll save you.
Да, конечно же, я спасу вас.
We have so many difficulties in our life.
У нас столько много проблем в жизни.
Don't think that being a devotee means there's no difficulty.
Не думайте, что если вы будете преданы, это означает, что у нас не будет проблем.
Except that life will be an adventure.
За исключением одного, наша жизнь станет приключением.
And think, how will Krishna save me?
И подумайте, как Кришна будет выручать нас?
So Krishna was really interested in his game.
Кришна был очень занят своей игрой.
He didn't want to stop his game.
Ему не хотелось ее заканчивать.
He thought this is a very small demon.
И он подумал, ну этот демон очень маленький.
So his Sudarshan disc was standing next to him.
А диск Сударшана стоял рядом с ним.
He's also a person.
Потому что он тоже личность.
Krishna said, you go take
it. И Кришна сказал, ну иди разберись там.
So the Sudarshan started blazing like 1 million suns. As if the universe was going to be destroyed. And space and the directions and the earth were all feeling pain. And the fire demon also began to feel pain. He could not face the Sudarshan. So he turned around. And he had to kill somebody. Just like some weapon. It has to fall somewhere. So he went back and killed Sudakshin and the priests. And Sudarshan followed the demon into Kashi. And the whole city burned. So one who hears this story will become free of sin. Sin means the desire to enjoy separately from Krishna. When we hear this wonderful story, then we think, no, I want to be part of Krishna's adventure. I don't want to do anything separately. I don't want to be on Sudakshin's party. I want to be on Krishna's
party.
Okay, now we're going to go back to Vrindavan. You like that story? So it will be difficult to tell the whole Kali's story. It's a long story. Especially translation makes it take longer. But we will try.
Ну, попробуем.
So Kaliya represents someone who wants to poison the hearts of the devotees.
Калия представляет собой кого-то, кто хочет отравить сердца преданных.
Sometimes we meet people like this.
Иногда мы встречаемся с подобными людьми.
They want to pour poison into our heart.
Они хотят наполнить наши сердца ядом.
Or maybe sometimes we act like this.
А иногда мы сами ведем себя подобным.
And speak poison.
И изрыгаем яд.
So the spiritual world, there is nothing like this. In the spiritual world, there is just appreciation. Just imagine to be in a world where everyone is appreciating everybody. Even the smallest service is appreciated.
Would it be
nice to be in that place? Yeah. We do so many things and nobody appreciates. Instead, they just criticize. It's so painful. But if we want to go to the world of appreciation, we have to also be like that. If we are criticizing, then how can we be residents of the world of appreciation? So this chastising of Kaliya, if we meditate on this story, it will free us of this envious tendency to criticize others. Please remember that whatever we are getting, we are also giving. If we want people to understand us and be considerate of us and appreciate us, we must give that to others. So one day Krishna went to the Jamuna without Balaram. Why without Balaram? Balaram was kept at home for some special ceremony. Also, if Balaram had gone with him, he would not have allowed Krishna to jump in the water. Also, it can mean without Rama, without happiness. It can mean that Krishna went without happiness. Because this pastime breaks the hearts of the devotees. So Krishna was feeling very happy because of the killing of Denyukasura. After we do something very wonderful, we want to celebrate. Right? So Krishna also wanted to celebrate. He wanted to dance. So it was the summertime, and the boys and the cows were feeling very thirsty. Remember again, they don't have material bodies. So their thirst is not a kind of distress. Now they all drank the water at the same time. Because otherwise, just the cows would have drunk the water, they would have died, then the boys would not have drunk the water. After they drank the water, they all fell down as if they were dead. Krishna appeared to be worried for a moment. Of course, he has no anxiety. But he loves his devotees. Then he looked at the boys and the cows as if nectar were coming from his eyes. He could have just brought them back by his desire. But because they are such special devotees, he was looking at each of them with love. Then when they got up, they understood, I died and now I've come back to life.
И когда они пришли в себя, они поняли, я живу, я вернулся к жизни.
And they remembered how Garga Muni said that Krishna would save everyone. And they felt so much love for Krishna. They thought all of our good fortune is just due to Krishna's looking at
us.
That's how we should also feel. Not that my good fortune is because I'm so qualified. But because Krishna is looking at me with love. Maybe someone could open that door. We can get some air. So it explains in the Garga Samhita that in his last life, Kaliya was a sage. And he did not allow another sage to come into his cave. So this other sage said, "You are angry like a snake, you become a snake." So then Kaliya took birth from Kadru, who is one of the great demigoddesses in the universe. His father is Kasyapa. And Kasyapa has another wife, who is the mother of Garuda. So Kaliya and Garuda are brothers. And Kaliya had a desire. I wish I could carry Krishna like my brother does. So Kaliya had hidden for many, 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 many thousands of years in this lake. He was hiding from his brother Garuda. Now, you know, when a river gets close to the ocean, it slows down. And sometimes parts of the river become a lake. So this lake was not connected with the main flow of the river. Otherwise, it would have poisoned all of Mathura. And Kaliya had many magical powers. He had made the water into palaces. He had made a whole city under the water. The lake was giving out poisonous vapor all day. And the water was boiling with dense black smoke coming out of the water. If birds flew there, they fell down dead. All the trees and the grass in the whole area died. There were small snake holes all around the lake. This is what happens when we criticize others. Everything dies. Kaliya was like a heart disease that cannot be cured. And Jamuna Devi felt like there was a black ball of fire in her belly. And the waves at that lake looked like deep red mixed with gold. From all of the fire and the poison. Like the ocean looks in the moonlight. There was a very tall kadamba tree. Krishna climbed on this tree. Now all the trees and the grass were dead.
Вы помните, что все деревья, все трава в этой округе умерли.
Except this one tree.
Кроме вот этого одного дерева.
Some people say that Garuda had preserved this tree.
Кто-то говорит, что Гаруда специально сохранил это дерево.
So Kali's poison could not touch it.
Чтобы яд Кали не мог коснуться его.
And some people say that as soon as Krishna put his feet on the tree,
а кто-то говорит, что как только Кришна коснулся этого дерева своими стопами,
it came to life.
Оно ожило вновь.
So if we have been in association of envious people,
если мы общались с каким-то завистником,
and they have poisoned our heart,
и они отравили наше сердце,
we just have to put Krishna's feet on our head.
Мы должны поставить стопы Кришны на свою голову.
And again we will come to life.
И тогда мы опять оживем.
So Krishna likes to dress very nicely.
Кришна нравится хорошо одеваться.
He's very particular about how he's dressed.
Ему он очень внимательно относится к тому, как он одет.
He took off his turban.
Он снял свой тюрбан.
Put his curly hair on his head.
Он завернул свои волосы наверх.
Retied his turban.
Замотал тюрбан.
Straightened out his dhoti.
Поправил путь.
Tightened his belt.
Подтянул пояс.
Slapped his arms.
Похлопал себя по плечам.
And clenched his very delicate hands.
И скрестил свои руки.
And said to his friends,
и сказал друзьям,
don't worry.
Не беспокойтесь.
I'll take care of him.
Я позабочусь обо всем.
Whenever we are in difficulty,
когда мы в беде,
we just look at Krishna.
Просто посмотрите на Кришну.
He will say, don't worry.
И он скажет вам, не беспокойтесь.
I'll take care of him.
Я позабочусь обо всем.
But it will be an adventure. Krishna did not just go like this and Kaliya was finished.
Krishna не сделал вот так и был конец и пришел конец Кали.
He did not just say, "Don't worry."
Он не сказал. Он не сказал, не беспокойтесь.
And then immediately Kaliya was gone.
И сразу же Кали исчез.
And at first, the cowherd boys thought Krishna would die.
И вначале мальчики-пастушки думали, что Кришна умрет.
So when we take shelter of Krishna,
тогда мы принимаем прибежище у Кришны,
there may be an unfolding story.
Это может быть целая история, которая разворачивается.
So Krishna jumps into the water.
И Кришна прыгает в воду.
And he's just a little boy.
Он маленький мальчик.
Like 7 years old.
Примерно 7 лет.
But the water overflowed the banks.
Но вода вышла из берегов.
By about 100 meters.
И вышли из берегов примерно на 100 метров.
So the boys and the cows ran away.
И мальчики и коровы отскочили в страхе.
And Krishna is the source of the biggest snake, Ananta.
А Кришна является источником самой большой змеи. So he was, большого змея, Ананта.
He was not affected by the poison.
Поэтому ему нечего было бояться этого яда.
When little Krishna jumped in, he made a big noise.
Когда Кришна прыгнул в воду, возник огромный шум.
And then he's playing with the water.
И он стал плескаться.
And it sounded like music.
И плеск этой воды звучал как музыка.
He went so deep in the water.
Он погрузился так глубоко в воду.
It looked like he was going to the lower planets.
Это выглядело, как будто он отправился на низшие планеты.
Kaliya comes out.
И Калия выглянул.
He sees Krishna.
Он увидел Кришну.
Sometimes we think, if I could just see Krishna,
и мы думаем, если бы я только мог увидеть Кришну,
then I would surrender.
Тогда я бы предался.
It's Krishna's fault I'm not surrендering.
Это Кришна виноват, что я не могу предаться.
I can't see him.
Я же его не могу видеть.
If I just saw him, I would surrender.
Если бы я только один раз увидела его, я бы сразу же предался.
I really would.
Я бы точно предался.
But Kaliya saw Krishna.
А Калия увидел Кришну.
Oh, he's so beautiful.
О, он такой красивый.
His legs are like lotus flowers.
Его ноги как цветы лотоса.
He has the Srivatsa mark.
У него знак Шривацы.
All of his jewels.
И все его украшения.
His yellow clothes like gold.
И его одежда выглядит как золото.
And such strength.
И так он такой сильный.
But instead of being attracted,
но несмотря на то, что Кришна был такой красивый, вместо того, чтобы привлечься,
he was angry.
Он испытал гнев.
Most of us, my dear friends, are very angry at God.
К сожалению, мои дорогие друзья, большинство из нас очень гневаются на Господа.
Our life has not gone the way we wanted it to go.
Потому что наша жизнь разворачивается не так, как мы хотели бы.
We blame God.
Мы постоянно обвиняем Бога.
The world is not going the way we wanted to go.
И мир не так вращается, как мы хотели бы.
We blame God.
И мы постоянно обвиняем Бога.
We think if God would only listen to me.
И мы думаем, если бы Бог хотя бы на минуту послушал меня.
I'm always telling him what to do.
Я все время говорю ему, что делать.
Why don't you give me this? Why don't
Почему
you give
тебе
me this?
Не дать мне это? Почему вы тебе не дать мне это?
Why don't you fix this thing?
Почему ты не можешь вот это поправить?
Please fix this thing.
Пожалуйста, поправь это.
He doesn't listen to
Он
me.
Он не слушает меня.
It's really a problem.
Это проблема.
And because he's not listening,
и поскольку он меня не слушает,
so many difficulties in the world.
Столько проблем в мире.
I would be a much better God.
Я бы был гораздо лучшим Богом.
And when I see all of God's beauty and power,
и когда я вижу всю красоту и мощь Бога,
I become angry.
Я становлюсь, я гневаюсь.
Just like we were visiting some devotees who are staying in a room nearby here.
Как, например, мы зашли к преданным, которые здесь недалеко.
And the people who own the house had killed a deer.
И люди, которые являются владельцами дома, они убили оленя.
They had mounted the deer's head on the wall.
И они повесили этого голову этого оленя на стену.
This is envy.
Это зависть.
They're envious of the beauty and the grace of the deer.
Они завидуют красоте и грации оленя.
So we are like that with Krishna.
И мы ведем себя так подобным же образом с Кришной.
So Kali is looking at Krishna with anger.
И Кали в гневе посмотрел на Кришну.
He bit Krishna on the chest.
И он укусил его за грудь.
Grabbed Krishna in his coils.
И он зажал его в своих кольцах.
Some acharyas say for 48 minutes, and some say for 2 hours.
Некоторые ачарьи говорят, что это происходило в течение 48 минут, а некоторые говорят, что в течение 2 часов.
And he's thinking, who is this Krishna?
И он подумал, кто это еще за Кришна?
There were some devotees who were farming in that area.
Там были преданные, которые занимались земледелием в том районе.
And they came to the lake.
И они пришли на озеро.
Then there were the cowherd boys and the cows.
И там были мальчики и коровы.
They were so afraid.
И они были настолько испуганы.
They were just completely stunned.
Они абсолютно окаменели.
This is not like material fear.
Но это не было похоже на материальный страх.
It was fear out of love for
Krishna. Это был страх с любовью.
This fear for Krishna is another kind of ecstasy.
И этот страх за Кришну является еще одним проявлением экстаза.
Like another flavor of ice cream.
Как, например, еще один вкус какого-нибудь мороженого.
The cows, the bulls, all the animals, they were crying out of fear.
И коровы, и буйволы, они все плакали, плакали за Кришну, из-за Кришны, из-за страха.
And the cowherd boys were going, they were making strange sounds.
И мальчики-пастушки тоже рыдали и издавали какие-то странные звуки.
They became pale.
Они побледнели.
And they collapsed on the ground.
Некоторые потеряли сознание и упали на землю.
There were bad omens in the earth, the water, and the sky.
И тут же появились в небе, в воздухе и в воде неблагоприятные знаки.
Because the demigods had so much affection for Krishna.
Потому что полубоги, они так нежно любят Кришну.
And everyone back in Vrindavan started to feel anxiety. Krishna arranged this just to show how evil Kaliya was. Because Krishna was going to have to ask Kaliya to leave Vrindavan. The devotees in Vrindavan never want anyone to have to leave. So they might feel very sorry. So Krishna wanted to show how evil Kali was. The earth trembled. And meteors fell. And smoke and dust covered the sky. Then they heard Balaram did not go. Now they were overwhelmed with anxiety. Nothing is more dear to them than
Krishna.
Everything that is dear to them, they have given to Krishna. And their love for Krishna increased. Just like I was saying the other day, we always want to have our love for somebody to grow.
И как мы уже говорили на днях, мы всегда хотим, чтобы наша любовь к кому-то увеличивалась.
Okay, let us all go to Vrindavan.
Ну теперь отправимся в Вриндаван.
Let's stand up.
Давайте.
and you ask your neighbor, what will we do to save Krishna? What will we do to save Krishna? Where is he? What are we going to do? What's going to happen? Where did he go? I don't know where he went. And Balaram's not with him. Does anybody see Krishna's footprints? Anybody see? Look. Look, do you see? Did anybody find? Oh, there they are.
Oh, я вижу, вот они.
Okay. Now we will follow the footprints.
Теперь мы пойдем по следу.
Okay. And all the residents of Vrindavan went to the lake in the Yamuna.
И все жители Вриндавана отправились к этому озеру на Ямуну.
Now usually Krishna is only with some devotees at one time.
Обычно Кришна находится с кем-то из преданных в одно время.
When he goes to the forest, he's not with his parents.
Когда он отправляется в лес, он не находится со своими родителями.
When he's with his parents, he's not with the young gopis.
Когда он со своими родителями, он не с гопи.
But now everybody went.
А сейчас все побежали.
And Balaram was laughing.
А Баларам смеялся.
Кришна cannot be hurt.
Кришну невозможно уничтожить.
And he tells his mother Rohini.
И он говорит своей маме Рохини.
You just stay and cook for Krishna. He'll be fine. And he'll be hungry later. And Balaram was laughing so that people would feel some peace. Just like an expert drama writer. In the middle of some exciting scene, they put some comedy. So you can relax. So Balaram wanted them to relax. Also, he was laughing because he was thinking, I'm also a snake. Krishna doesn't play with me. And he's playing with this demon. So, somebody here found Krishna's footprints? Now, how are the footprints still there? Because all the residents of Vrindavan walk around Krishna's footprints. But when they're following Krishna's footprints, everybody was crying. And they were crying so much, the ground became muddy. So then they couldn't walk very well. They were slipping in the mud. And they get there and they see there's Krishna and Kaliya. What happened? Did Krishna jump in? Did Kaliya grab on the bank and pull him in? But the animals were just crying. And the cowherd boys were just stunned. So nobody answered. And Balaram is still smiling. And everyone starts thinking about Krishna's dealings with them. And they saw that the world had become empty. This is transcendental illusion. Without my love, the world is empty. Yasoda wanted to go in the water. Her friends stopped her. And Nanda Maharaj wanted to go in. But Balaram just smiled. And the other cowherd ladies, they're saying, Krishna's killed so many demons. Remember, he killed Bakasura and Putana. Don't worry. And Nanda says to Yasoda, it would be better to die than to see Krishna die. Soon everyone's grief is so deep. That they just faint. Then Balaram says,
Oh
Krishna, Krishna!
Oh Krishna, Krishna!
These people are not your associates in Vaikuntha. They are not the monkey friends of Lord Ram. They are not the Yadus. These are the people of Vrindavan. You are their only life and soul. They're all going to die. I cannot save them. Oh, only friend of the people of Vrindavan. Stop this pastime. Or your heart will break with grief. Then Krishna expands his body. And Kaliya can't take the strain. And his coils slacken. So sometimes we are holding on to our material attachments. And then Krishna makes it so painful. We have to let go. But then many times we become angry at Krishna. Crazy. We are praying to Krishna, Krishna, please purify me. And when he purifies us, we become angry. Why did you take away my attachment? So Kaliya also became very angry. Sanatana Goswami said he was exhibiting some symptoms of ecstasy because he had touched Krishna's body for so long. So he expanded his hoods and his nostrils were like big vats. Poisonous fumes were coming out of his nose. His eyes were blazing full of poison. Flames were shooting out of his mouth. And he's just looking at Krishna. And he's licking his lips with his forked tongue. And then Krishna is going around. And Kali is following. So they're going in a circle. And Kali keeps trying to bite Krishna. And then Krishna is moving. And Kaliya gets tired. Finally, he bites Krishna on the leg. Garuda is watching from a little distance. He said, "This snake has insulted my master. I want to eat him. But if I do that right now, Krishna may get angry." Then Krishna presses down one of Kaliya's hoods. Presses down and jumps on it. Right? Just like he makes all of us bow down at death. Kaliya has this big hood. And Krishna pushes it down. And Kaliya had 1,000 hoods. And 101 main hoods. And Krishna is kicking, pushing down, and jumping.
Krishna ногами со своими стопами бьет по всем этим капюшонам, прижимает их все.
And Krishna's foot ornaments were sparkling more than the snake's jewels.
И украшения на стопах Кришны сверкали гораздо больше, чем украшения на капюшонах Кали.
Now the lake was blue.
Озеро было голубого цвета.
And the jewels were red.
А украшения были красного цвета.
So when they fell in the lake,
и когда они находились в озере,
it became?
Они стали
what color?